To unleash the full power of the federal government in this effort today, I am officially declaring a national emergency.
The U.S. is now ramping up testing. By an NBC News count, 33 tests so far nationwide. That is a drop in the bucket.
In the U.S., it stands at more than 4,400 with 88 deaths.
Our team is spread out covering all this. We'll get things started.
Cut off all non-essential travel in the state of New Jersey. Only essential businesses being allowed to be open. So casinos are shut. Movie theaters.
Thank you all very much.
Okay, from there, to know that we don't have the spirit of fear, here's what we need to do. We need to pray for the people. We need to advocate for the people. I mean, guess what? Lord, give us more time to reach more people. But guess what can be spread by people running to and fro? Other than coronavirus, the gospel can be spread. We can run to and fro. We can go to the Philippines. We can go to Mexico. We can go wherever we want. We can spread the gospel. That's what we can do. But not if you have a spirit of fear. Not if you fear that you're going to get on an airplane and, you know, look, we can pray to that God would keep countries from passing laws like China so we can run to and fro. So we can go freely to countries, and we can spread the gospel. Look, the people of China need the gospel. Whether or not their government will allow it or not, the people of China still need to be saved. I mean, how can we get it there with all these restrictions, right? With all these government restrictions, how can we get the gospel to China? We should pray that more countries don't go in that direction. We should pray for time. And then, you know, at some point, we will see the other things happening that we saw in the Bible. Maybe we will see it, maybe we won't. I don't know. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.